Glad to hear you. How are you?
Hi, Mr. President.
Good to hear you.
That information that you asked me about the other evening regarding the New England thing.
Yeah.
I have checked that, and I can't find anything that would indicate that our young friend from New York here is being advanced by that publisher up there.
Yeah,
now, as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you know this or not. I didn't know it. That young publisher, whose name you mentioned, he got into a fight with the man that started a paper in Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with
yeah.
it? And he sued him and whatnot. And the publisher borrowed $2 million from the Teamsters Union, from Hoffa. And they had these people got a judgment against him of $1.1 million. He borrowed $2 million from him. He paid his judgment and used the rest of it to pay other debts. So it rather seems, and I'm having it further checked, but our boys up there tell me that it seems absolutely inconceivable that he would have a liaison going with our friends.
I don't think that he necessarily would have, although he has strange bedfellows, but I damn sure would want.
I think about
I would damn sure, I don't think that he necessarily has a pro attitude there, but I would sure want him between the two of us to slant it for us, to help us.
I am working on that. I'm sending a good...
I'm not as much worried about him being for the other fellow as I am that I'd like to have him slice it a little bit and cut him a little bit.
He's a very unreliable person.
Yes, that's right. Most of it. I know that.
I told you the other night.
I know that. Where I knew him, he was awfully close to Stiles Bridges.
Yeah.
And he had a brother-in-law got in trouble, San Antonio, some damn skating rink at your San Antonio Light went after. And the kid was off color. He was charging him to go to a private skating rink when he was a colonel or something. And he was requiring the privates to go and skate. And we investigated it, and it wasn't good. And he just came in and just blasted the hell out of me.
One of the most erratic.
He did. He raised hell. Then Bridges came to me and said, "For God's sakes, don't murder him because he's my sister-in-law." And so I said, "Okay." And so I dropped the damn thing and got him off my neck. So he ought to have a little gratitude. He doesn't have because he's a screwball and a crackpot and so forth. But
without mentioning your name, obviously, or leaving you out of it entirely, would Stiles' wife be friendly with this boy, I wonder?
Yes, I think they're quite friendly. I think she's tried a time or two to run without success, and she may have kind of worn out her welcome. He may think that she's kind of an ex somebody, because she's been in one or two campaigns without any success.
I know her very well, and without tipping your hand, I could maybe, if you thought it would be advisable.
I think it'd be good if you just said, "Now listen to Loris, Lyndon Johnson, the Stiles' friend, and he's your friend, and the ADA and these Wildcats are after him, and you and Loeb ought to damn sure, as far as the Democrats are concerned, go on sport Nixon, whoever you want to." He expects that, but as far as the ADA and Galbraith and this wild crowd, y'all ought to, in the paper,